hello, everybody. Talk Radio. And welcome to
Gateways to Peace with Polly Wyrum. Polly is a gifted intuitive who helps you to have more flow, joy, and peace in every area of your life. Each week, Polly takes your calls for intuitive readings to help you open your own gateways to peace. Now, here's your host, Polly Wyrum.
This is Polly Wyrum. I think that now I'm on. Intuitive and intuitive life coach from Anchorage, Alaska. My website is gatewaystopeace.com. And I work full time as an intuitive and a life coach. I also raise a family. And so I have all the stuff that you guys have in your life, I have in my life. And so the one thing that I do have that I rely on is faith, and so and the ability to receive messages like I do. But I also, one of the things that I truly rely on are the messages I receive in meditation, because those bring me back to really being able to find peace and know that everything is okay. So even when the kids are fighting or whatever's going on, I know that everything is working out just how it should be. Which is important to me. And for example, this morning when I'm doing this radio show, I had no screen, and normally I can see who's calling in and everything, and now I can. Anyhow, so I'm very grateful that I have the ability to tap in, do the meditation, do the stuff I do, because it brings peace, and I know that things are working out just the way they're supposed to. So one of the things I'm going to talk about today is balance. And how we bring balance into our life. And so, and balance can be like when you're having a challenging day. For example, you know, today has been, had some interesting things, but then I had some other amazing things that balanced it out. I had, you know, two people send me testimonials about, you know, how much I've helped them. And so those two things are, you know, they balance each other out. And also, I know that my life is going the direction I want it to go. So the big picture, I'm happy with where I'm going, and it's because I have balance. I'm going to, every caller that I take, I'm going to ask how their balance in their life is going, and then we're going to get the questions answered. So again, my name is Polly Wyrum. My website is Gateways to Peace. That is with the number two, so gatewaystopeace.com. So the first caller is 447-799 is the next number. So here we go. Hello.
Hi, Polly. Hi. Thanks for taking my call, Polly.
Oh,
I am very well.
Okay. So here's the thing. The screen is completely different today. So I don't know what you guys have heard and what you haven't heard, but you can hear me now, right?
Yeah, I can hear. We can hear you clearly.
That's good, because seriously, my computer screen was blank, and so I was like, oh, I don't know what's going on. Okay, so who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Sure. My name is Deep, and I had called up about 5-6 weeks back with regards mm-hmm. to work and employment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and I remember your call. Because I remember seeing you in like a blanket of money.
Yes, exactly. And I heard and I listened to the reading again. Yes, and I did get an offer, although it's not that offer of which I had called you to discuss and ask. But this is like a temporary contract job, which would last until October.
That's what I was gonna say. Because do you have a second one coming up? Do you have a second? I feel like there's going to be a second position that's going to be a stronger position for you.
Right. Is that going to be after October?
You know, all I know is you've got the second. Did I tell you that before? I can't remember. Did I tell you that you'd have a second position. The second position comes in and it's good. That's a really strong, 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 I'm hearing strong financial move. So, you know, just wait until it appears. You know,
right.
I mean,
yeah.
How, you know, send out however you're marketing yourself, you will get the second position. So even if it, you know, I'm not sure, you know, the way I do see it is there's a clean separation between where you are and the second opportunity. So that makes me think that it's probably not with the same organization, but you definitely, the second opportunity is really strong.
Right. Thank you. I look forward to that. I had called up today to discuss my relationship or a potential relationship, if that's all right. But before that,
sure.
Did you want me to answer or talk about how
do.
Yeah, balancing
for
my
sure.
life?
So, yeah. So if you look at balance, because, oh my gosh, it's so important. So if you look at balance in your life, you can look at like one area that you're really satisfied with, and then maybe another area that you're working on. But overall, you have balance. Or how do you maintain balance? So how does balance fit into your life?
Yeah, sure. One area which works really well is my being very methodical and analytical and disciplined and organized. And the
uh-huh.
The other area where I lack or can do better in is I don't assume that life is full of wonderful flow until I do something, or until I achieve something, until I have a home of my own, a house of my own, a job which pays me this much, which gives this position. And
right.
to balance it, I am seeking a partner. Or I have a friend in mind who's a really carefree spirit, youthful
yes.
energy. She shows me a different way of life. She has a
yes.
type of energy in her life that says that life is going to work out. And
yes.
as she moves through life, it is as though life is already good and she doesn't need to worry about life, which is why
yes.
I see her as being a good fit. Yes, so she
yes.
already has that philosophy that, hey, life is pretty fun and I don't need to do anything extra to accomplish for life to be wonderful.
Yeah, you've got it all. You're complete. So let me tell you something. I'm imagining that this is her because even before you started talking, I literally saw somebody who was sitting down, like having a picnic outside. So she was sitting down in the park having a picnic outside, which totally shows like the carefree spirit. But here's the other thing. So I see you there, but you're not sitting down and joining her on the picnic. So I encourage you to take a risk and join her on some of her carefree, you know, join her, like meet her halfway. Because she's lovely. And I totally applaud the fact that you want to live your life fully now and not wait until you have X, Y, and Z, because we have now for sure. We have this moment for sure. And so I applaud the fact that you want to live more fully in this moment. So I think part of the way to doing that is to join her in, you know, in her moment, so to speak, because I don't see that she's the type of person that's going to get up and chase you. I feel like she's just pretty happy in her own little world. So
exactly.
You have to make the effort to join her. Because here's the thing about her. Her arms, her heart, she's wide open for you, right? But she's also more of the believer that if he wants, you know, here I am. He knows I'm available.
Yeah. But
join
but
me,
the thing is,
right? Uh-huh.
Yes, I'm with you. Thanks. Sorry to interrupt. The
awesome.
Thing is, we are good friends and we really like each other more than friends. But she
mm-hmm.
is in a relationship for over 6 years now. She's not compatible with this person, but it's really hard for her to come out of it. She feels trapped in it. So,
uh-huh.
yeah. So I'm giving her her time.
You know
space.
What's really interesting is I don't even see that relationship. I literally, like, I don't see that relationship. I see her sitting down. I see her very carefree. I see her, she's almost, so I think what it is she's in denial of that relationship, because I literally do not see that relationship around her. I do see that she's not able to, you know, to get up and follow you. I do see that, but I don't see the relationship around her, which is very important, because so I don't feel like she is, I don't feel like that's a real sticking point, because it's not, I would, I mean, I guess the clearest way that I can describe this to you is it's not, you know, in her image, it's not in her energy, it's not around her, but what is around her is she's not able to, you know, to get up and chase you. So you, if you want this, whatever relationship you want to have, you have to make your, you have to go to her, which is basically what I told you earlier, and just see what happens. But, you know, if nothing else, you know, because I'm not predicting, I'm not saying anything, this is more logical mind. If nothing else, she brings, she does bring something beautiful into your life, and just wait, and she really does. And so just go with, you know, see what happens with that. I don't know why I'm hearing 6 months right now, but I'm hearing 6 months. So I'm not sure what that's related to, but she's beautiful and she does, I mean, let me know how this goes, but I'm telling you that you need to make yourself, you need to join her on the picnic.
Right. Yes, I will try to. Yeah. Thank you. Apart from that, are you getting anything else from spirit or the angels?
No, but you know, the big thing that I really like what you called in about today is that you're aware of, you know, it's a risky thing to say, okay, I'm going to let the universe provide. I'm going to enjoy this moment and know that all my needs are being met. That's a risky thing. And I really appreciate the fact that you're moving to the place where you're open to it. And if I were to do, like, if I were doing like an in-depth reading on you right now, I would say you're very close to that. You're very close to opening up and just allowing the universe to provide. You're very close to that. You're not there yet, but you're very close. And that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, thank you. And I think this lady has shown me that light. And I need to get there. Thank you.
Yeah, you're very close. So many blessings to you, and thanks for calling in.
Thank you, Polly. Cheers.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
And you, bye.
Thanks. So I'm super relieved that the radio show is working, because honestly, you guys, I was like, holy moly, I'm not sure if this is working. So I'm sure my intro was a little rough, so to speak. But I'm just so grateful that everybody's here and has called in. And I really like, you know, our last caller, Veet. I really appreciate the fact that he recognizes the importance to live in what we have right now. We know that we have this time right now. And if we always put it where, you know, life will be okay when I lose 10 pounds or when I get the college degree or, you know, whatever, we can just keep adding to it. Honestly, it's what we have right now. This is what we need to work with. And so, and it goes back to the whole balance. You know, what's working, what are you really grateful for, and what area are you going to put more energy and more light and love into, and keep moving in the direction that you want. So I really like that. That was wonderful. So my next caller is area code 561287. Good morning. Hello? Hello? Is anybody there? I'll try one more time. Good morning. Okay, nobody's there, so I will take the next caller, which is area code 941729.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing great, and you?
Excellent. What's your name?
My name is Carla, and I was
Carla,
wondering
where are you
what
calling
you
from? Yeah.
From Florida.
From Florida. Okay, Carla, take a nice big breath in and release. And how does the word, for whatever reason, passion is what I'm getting with you, but how does the word balance fit into your life? Like, how are you maintaining balance in your life?
How how I'm maintaining it is finding my happy place and connecting with nature.
Perfect.
That
so
brings me
your,
back into that, any kind of mundane world, earth plane world. You know, we all have to deal with it. When
mm-hmm.
I get
yep.
back in nature and ground myself, that's my balance.
Awesome. Perfect. Okay, so do you feel like you have a pretty good I'm hearing a whole bunch of stuff on you. It's something about edge, cutting edge, or you're on the edge of something. But do you feel like you have a good balance between what's working and what's not working? Are you able to navigate life and balance life?
I'm hanging in there. I'm doing pretty good, I think. I have to pat myself
awesome.
On the shoulder. So
perfect. Awesome. That's perfect. Excellent, excellent. Okay, what's your question for me?
What do you see coming up for me? I don't know, more or less, I don't want to say general, but like in career or romance?
Okay, so right away I was getting passion, 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 but I also see for, and just in case you haven't heard me do calls before, I will see things that don't mean anything to me,
okay.
literally mean nothing to me, and sometimes they will to you, and sometimes they can be for the next caller. One thing I got for you, for some reason, I'm seeing like, you know, those plastic coat hangers that you hang things on and put in your closet. So I think what
uh-huh.
that means is you are pretty orderly. You're putting your things, you're right now in the process of putting, of reshelving things and putting away is what it feels like to me. You're putting things away, you're reshelving things. So you're kind of putting your life in order to make room for others to come in. So that's where you are right now. Does that make sense
mm-hmm.
to you?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so that this is how it works with me. I will be shown something, and then I have to talk about it, and then it makes sense. But at the
mm-hmm.
beginning, when I see the coat hanger, it's like, what are they showing me? But now I know. So you literally are, you're tidying up and in the process of making room for somebody in your life. And other, it's not just, I will say, it's more than just somebody in your life. You are opening up your life. So I would have to say that you are in the process of this shift happening in your life. So there's going to be a whole bunch. And another interesting thing that I see about it is it's not just, it's like sometimes I see things in front of you, sometimes I see things in back of you. You literally, a lot of the stuff that's coming into your life is almost like you're revisiting. So I don't know if it's people from your past. It actually, you are going to have some of that. You are going to have some of the people from your past that just kind of move through and keep on going. And that, so this might have already happened. It's because somebody kind of comes in from the past, moves through, and keeps going. That makes you look at your surroundings, and be aware of what you want in your life. So did somebody, you know, past relationship, family, whatever, come in and kind of stir things up for you, and then they kept going, and that made you think, this is what I want?
Kinda, in a way, but I think my guides are just saying it's coming near, it's coming near.
Okay. Well, you are. I mean, it's definitely you're at that point where you're ready to open up the door. You've made more, I have to say, more space in your life. So now, and it's comfortable. So now you have to step out and go. It's almost like you're done with where you're at, is what it
mm-hmm.
feels like. And now
oh,
it's
yeah,
just
definitely.
Time for you. But it's not like, you know, the thing is, it's not like you're walking out of a burning house at all. I mean,
no.
For you, it's like you've really tidied things up and now it's time for you to move on, which
mm-hmm.
is nice. And you definitely, you know, it's waiting out there for you. I also want to show one other thing or tell you one other thing that I saw with you. When I was hearing like the edge, cutting edge or something about the edge, the image that I was seeing was you know, if you see like salt flats or you see something like some almost kind of, it's like minerals, like, you know, like minerals, like sand, like if you have some minerals or something dried out on sand, but it's different
mm-hmm.
colors and you're kind
mm-hmm.
of walking on it. Does that mean anything to you?
No.
Okay. So the only thing that I can get from this is that, and this doesn't go feel like it goes with the rest of it, but the only thing I can get from it, and this is could be the career thing, when you feel like you're not, you don't have solid footing, like you start stepping on something and it starts crumbling away, and you don't have
okay.
this solid footing, does that make sense to you?
Yes. Yeah.
So that's where you're at. So it's almost like, you know, you're looking for solid footing to actually start building up, and you haven't found it yet. And so I want to see what we can do, what the message is for you on that, because it's definitely where it feels like it's just not stable. Everything just keeps crumbling from underneath your feet. And when I'm not talking, I'm just looking, trying to figure out what they're showing me. Because I see you looking around in, like, all directions for more stability. Okay, here's what I'm getting. I feel like there's going to be somebody, and this might have already happened. There's going to be somebody that kind of throws you a lifeline and brings you in where you do get the stable footing, and you can start, you finally have the place. Has this happened yet? Has somebody thrown you a lifeline where you can finally breathe a sigh of relief?
No, but I heard it's going to happen. I heard that somebody's going to enter my life in. And kind of like, I don't know if I go in an organization or with this individual to start a business or expand.
They're going to help you, if nothing else. I mean, I see them throwing you a lifeline, and it helps you, like, regather. I'm hearing regather your finances. And it also helps you just, you know, finally feel secure and like you have choices. So that's what I see coming for you.
Well, that would be great. Do you know when when that would happen?
You know, time is time. Sometimes I hear something and I don't, I feel that you're going to start feeling a little bit more stable ground actually pretty soon. But it'll be, you know, you're actually going to start making progress on your own where you feel a little bit more stable ground coming up, and then you will start getting the results you want. You will start getting the help. So you still have a little bit more to do on your own. But it's really interesting. Do you do a lot on the sand? I mean, do you walk on the beach? Do you do stuff on sand a lot?
Well, our soil is sand where I live. I live near the water, so it's kind of sandy.
Because that's what I'm seeing. That's what I see is, like, totally sand. And then I was, you know, at first it's crumbling, and now I see the next step with you is when you're walking on the sand, but there's, like, water on top of it. It's like you're walking, but there's water. It's funny how you're so connected to, you know, how I see it is so connected to the earth elements is literally how I see it. So I don't know if you work with it or what it is, but that's how the imagery that they're showing me. But I would say that keep focus, you know, keep doing what you're doing. It's going to get a little bit easier, and then somebody is going to definitely throw you a lifeline, and you're going to look back and think, and, you know, literally be like, thank God.
Mm-hmm.
I just, you know, that was tough.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yes. Thank you so much.
Okay. Excellent. Okay, many blessings to you. Thanks for calling in.
You too. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, so that was Carla, and I was, you know, that's another great way of showing how I get symbols. They don't mean anything to me, but then after I start talking about them, then I start, it's almost like I start seeing the movie and it starts making sense. Just as a reminder, my website is Gateways to Peace, and that's with the number 2, so gatewaystopeace.com. And another thing that I do each week is I have many charities on my website that I love, but my charity and spotlight right now is Farm Sanctuary. So they take animals that they're like farm type animals, like cows, goats, pigs, although they've got dogs, chickens, whatever. But they take these animals that were in really horrific conditions, and they heal them. They love them. They take care of them. And they're open to the public. And so then people can come in and work with, you know, spend time with the animals, in particular kids that are at risk. Come in and learn about healing and trusting again. So every week I like to offer the first person that contacts me. So before you make a donation to them, I don't care how much you donate. To me, it's just the idea that you're giving to that charity. I love it. I will give you an hour reading. So whoever the first person to contact me at my website, which is gatewaystopeace.com, and let me know, or wait till I respond and say you're the first person. Sometimes I get a whole bunch of people. So the first person that contacts me with the intent of making a charitable donation to Gateways to Peace or to Farm Sanctuary, I'll give them a reading. Okay, so my next caller today is area code 216-650.
Hello?
Good morning. Hello,
hi,
how
Polly,
are you?
Hi, Polly, how are you?
Good, who
hello.
Is this?
And you live in Alaska. Oh, my goodness.
I
beautiful
do live in Alaska.
Beautiful state you live in. I just got to tell you, beautiful state. Okay.
Thank
my name is
you.
Sharon. My name is
Sharon.
Sharon,
where are you calling from?
Ohio.
Ohio. Okay. How is it in Ohio?
And it's afternoon.
Right now?
It's not morning. It's actually 65
oh.
degrees out. It's crazy.
Ooh.
It should be like 20 right now.
Nice.
I know.
Oh, no.
I know.
It should be just what it is. Enjoy
there
it.
You go. There you go.
Perfect. Okay. Sharon, what about balance in your life? How's balance going for
I
you?
I know. I was waiting. Oh, I listen to music and I pray every day. That's
awesome.
What
I
do I
love
to balance
that.
Me. Music
perfect.
Relaxes
excellent.
Me. Yes.
Awesome. Perfect. And the really cool thing about music is a lot of the music that we listen to were, you know, basically channeled messages. So there's a lot of
divinity you're right.
in music.
I know. That's
yeah,
a good point.
It's really, it's a very healing. I love it. Okay, so Sharon, and here's another question for you. Since I like to talk about balance, do you feel like, you know, if you look at your life, you're content with the path that you're on? Like you're moving in the right direction. Like your balance is helping
yes.
you make good, okay, perfect.
I am balanced, but I haven't found the right to be balanced yet. But I know I'm on the right track. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep, it sure
okay.
does. Okay. Ask me a question, and then I'm going to show you a little thing. I can't really show you, but I will share with you what I'm seeing. But ask me your question first.
Thank you. I had an interview yesterday, and I know
mm-hmm.
I think I came to you. I called you about 7 weeks ago, but
uh-huh.
this interview, and I'll tell you what you said last time. This job.
Okay, good, because I don't remember.
My dream. I know.
Oh,
this
awesome.
Job that I interviewed yesterday is pretty much the job I want. I've been looking for a year. It's pretty much my dream job. How do you feel about
Perfect.
It? I felt so good about it, Polly, but you never know. That's what I'm saying. Don't assume anything.
Okay, here's what I'm seeing right now.
Yep.
As you're talking, I see you jumping up and down, so like happily jumping up and down. So I will take that as
Polly.
A good thing. That's what I'm seeing.
I've been
so
looking for a year. This job, the people are even, go on. The culture is perfect for me, but go on.
Awesome. Okay, so here's what I want you to do, Sharon. I want you to, when we're done, I want you to write down
yes.
all the perfect things about that you like and be, you know, say I'm so grateful this has come to me. So grateful this has fallen into my lap.
They haven't even talked about
so
money yet. I don't even care. Can I say one thing?
Yes,
do I have
perfect.
A good chance of getting the
yes.
job? Yes.
Well,
okay.
you feel happy. Okay, let me.
I know.
Because you've got all this happy stuff. So hold on. Let me see if I can move past the jumping up and down and see what else we see.
You're so funny.
That's how it is, though. You literally have to, like, anyhow, that's what you have to do. But
and then I'm
going to
give you a testimony. I'm good.
Oh, well. You know what? That's awesome. I love that. But here's
I
what
know.
You see.
You'll
I
like
see,
this, too. No.
You know what? This is what I like about life, is even though when you can have the rocky whatever, it turns right
I
around
know.
And gives you some amazing things. But I do see somebody reaching for, you know, like you guys are reaching for each other. And so the only thing that would make me, and you're shaking hands and it's good. So the only thing that would make me think about this, did they give you a timeline? Did they say you'll know in 2 weeks? Because the only thing that I'm seeing here is it's like for you to know, you have to wait a little bit. There's like this process. Did they say anything about that?
Yeah, I've got to go through the background, which I'm going to be okay. But yes, it does
uh-huh.
take. Yes, they put this job out in the beginning of January. They knew it took a long
yeah,
time.
Perfect.
So yes, they're very
okay.
slow.
Yep. Yeah, that's what it looks like. Like, it's like, oh, like, you know, like you have to reach, they're reaching for you and you have to reach because it's not like this, you know, immediate thing. But yes.
No,
I
know.
I mean, to me, it feels good. It feels like, you know, I would just say that it doesn't happen immediately. But
can
you have
you
this
say
other, you have
go
other
on, what?
Good. It's you have other stuff like good responses or good emails or good something coming in the meantime. Like there's good messages coming in the meantime. So it's not like you're waiting and you're waiting. There's good feedback in the meantime.
Can I ask you this? Do you think, ask my guy, do you think it's going to happen in the next 4 to 5 weeks?
You know, there's two parts
I can deal
to
with that.
Yes.
What?
There is.
Okay.
There is. I actually see it in the sooner than, like, you know, we could even say sooner than 4 weeks.
Okay.
Like,
oh,
here's
that's
what
fine.
It could be. Like, where you're hired, but you don't start right away. Something like that.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, they usually make 2 weeks to start. Yes. But you do feel 90%.
Okay.
I'm going to get that.
I
felt good about it.
I'm not going to give you a percent, but it feels good.
Okay.
I mean, you feel good. What I'm seeing feels good. But I also like the idea of you writing down, you know, this is exactly what I'm asking for. Thank you, universe,
I know.
You know, or God, whatever. And then recognize that you are open to this or anything better. But this feels good. But I'm just saying I like doing that.
Okay. That is perfect.
But this feels good. Yeah. I mean, it feels good.
When I called you 6 weeks ago, you told me it was going to be a few weeks before I got a job. You said, but the job was going to be a startup company. You just kept talking. It's like, you know, because you get the messages. You can't stop. And
right.
You're right. This is a startup company. I just want to let you know, if this is a job for me, the company's been around for 30, 40 feet years, but this is a startup department. So you're right on track. This is a job that I get. And I hope it is. Oh, my goodness.
It feels
all right. Anything
good.
Else you want to add?
It feels really good.
Anything else you want to add?
You feel good and it feels good. I'm happy. Celebrate.
Thank you.
It feels really good. I'm like, and I really appreciate, you know, the feedback because.
And you said that. It was about 6 or 7 weeks ago. Yep, it's a start. It is. They created this department. So that's a startup to me. That's why. Thank you,
I will tell you this, though. If they strong, let me just tell you this one thing. I feel like it's got strong foundations because I'm seeing bricks. I'm seeing red bricks.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that makes me feel like that's a solid, it's a solid foundation, solid reputation is what I'm hearing.
It is. It's a very solid company. And thank you so much.
Yes.
I will call you in probably 6 or 7 weeks again.
Awesome.
Hopefully with great
thank
news.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
yeah you'll
you.
Have it.
No,
okay.
No.
Thank you.
You're the one that pays forward. Thank you. Okay?
Oh, well, many blessings to you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I appreciate that. Okay. Bye-bye. Let's see. Okay. So hopefully I just hung up on the right person. Okay. So that was really, really, really sweet. I really appreciate hearing feedback. And, you know, because honestly, you guys, when I get the messages or whatever, it doesn't, I mean, it's like I'm just sharing what I get. And so I love getting feedback. It's fabulous. That was really, really nice. And I feel, you know, she's got some really good things going on right now, which is awesome. Okay, so again, my website is gatewaystopeace.com, and that's with the number 2. My next caller is area code 312-772. Hello?
Hi. Hi, thanks for taking my call. I'm calling from Chicago.
Sure, how are you?
Karen.
Karen in Chicago.
Okay.
How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there. My balance is kind of 50-50, I'll say, right now. Trying to, you know, keep things going, keep busy, keep on track.
Well, you know what? As long as you feel like you're headed in the direction, you know, primarily headed where you want to go, that's really important. And, you know, that's how life is. We have some things that are, you know, like just, for example, today's been great. I have received so many fabulous testimonial stuff, and I love that. But, you know, before that, I had 2 of my children that were like, you know, I was practically pulling my hair out. So it's a balancing act. But for the most part, you know, my life is moving in the direction I want it to move. And that's how life is. So as long as you feel that you're headed the right direction, is that where you're at?
Right. I think I am. Yeah. I do think I am headed the right direction. Yeah, it's sometimes you don't like where, you know, when there are changes, but, you know, sometimes they're for the best.
Okay, I will say right away that I see you as you're going. It's almost like you're going around and you're moving forward, but you're like making a circle. It's like instead of moving directly forward, you know, from point A to point B, you're along the way. It's like little circles along the way. So you're almost kind of so. And here's what I would the other thing that I'm hearing with you right now, and then you can ask me a question. It's spinning out of control. So it's almost like you feel like you've had a loss of time and things have kind of spun out of control. Like there's something. And also the other thing is I feel about you is sometimes you feel like you're kind of stuck, like you're sitting, you know, like stuck in traffic, like you want to go, 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 but you're kind of stuck. Does that resonate with you?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I've been looking for work and it's just like kind of going in a circle. Like I'll start work and then something will happen and then the project will end or something crazy will happen. Yeah,
that's what I see. But here's one consideration. Are you, because I feel like a change, you know, like you need to make a change. So is it that you need to move in the area that you're at, or do you just need to look at a different type of job? Because there's something about you have to shift your energy into new awareness is what I'm hearing. But I feel like you've got, I'm also hearing golden opportunity. So I feel like you need to make a little shift. Okay, and then I have another question. Does school or school district mean anything to you?
No.
Okay.
No, the change.
I don't know why I was hearing that.
Yeah, the change of location is correct. That is definitely correct. I was looking for work in the suburbs or doing projects in the suburbs, but now I decided that I'm going to switch my tactic and try in the city, back in Chicago, the Chicago area. And I called
and
the
I
lady
just,
this morning,
well,
and she would said, "Send me your information." Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Okay, because I'm just, interestingly, I'm seeing, like, in the suburbs right now, I mean, I see a neighborhood is where I'm at right now, so unless you're driving in a neighborhood, I see a neighborhood. Have you worked in the city before?
Oh, yeah, I worked for the city for, like, 12, 11 years, yeah.
Yeah, you have a lot more energy there. It's like there's just more free flow and more. It's much better for you. Much, much better.
Yes. It's easier to get to than the commute.
Well,
yeah, the commute.
It's just, everything about it is better for you. It's new energy, everything. So that feels really good. I would definitely consider that. And I'm hearing part of the package. And so that's part of the piece is you know, looking for work there, but there's going to be other things that come, you know, that come along that are, so that's part of the missing piece, but there's going to be other things in your life that are changing. And I also see that you're actually going to be moving into where you're going to be enjoy life more, like actually get more satisfaction. I see actually where you enjoy people more.
Oh, okay.
So, well, like even, you know, say it's in the summer and you're hanging out with friends outside. I see that you have, you know, that there's more, because one thing that I see about you is like, say I see you and then I see like, you know, a few other people that are there closer to each other and you're with them, but you kind of feel like you're not part of the group. But I feel that you're going to feel like you fit in better. You just feel better. That's coming up where you just enjoy yourself more. And because you're enjoying yourself more, you feel like you fit in better. Does that make sense?
Oh yeah. Yeah. That was going to be my question. Well, sort of, you mentioned the friends because I had one friend that just said, don't call me anymore. I don't know what happened. And he may be on his part.
Yeah.
But then I had another friend that said, I'm going on vacation in a week. But after I come back, let's get together and let's hang out. And, you know, I can spend some time with you.
Excellent.
And You know, and I'm just kind of wondering, his schedule's been very busy, but I'm wondering, will I see this, you know, my friend that wants to spend time with me?
Yeah, I see you spending more, like having more of social stuff going on for sure.
Okay.
And the thing is, it's literally, and the, I mean, probably the reason why they're showing this to me, when you are more secure or happier or whatever, you're going to enjoy, you're just, the bottom line is you're going to enjoy socializing more than what you have been. For
oh,
sure.
Okay.
For sure. So I see that more in the summer or when it's warmer because I see it outside. So, you know, it's spring, so that's not very, very far down the road. But I just feel like overall that's like your life, you know, there are many things that are going to start opening up for you where you just feel like you can take a deep breath.
Yes. 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 I think once the work gets settled,
yeah,
then everything else can fall into place.
Yeah. But you're going to be, I mean, for lack of a better word, you're going to be happier. You're going to have more confidence.
Okay.
You're going to be, you know, feel better, more self-esteem, just the whole, all of it is what you're moving towards.
Oh, sounds good.
For sure.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Okay.
And will these
Excellent.
Be new friends?
Yeah.
New friends or old friends that I'll be meeting back up with?
You know,
with
I would say
me?
That you will have, I will say both, but I definitely feel like you've got new energy coming in, new friends, new workforce, new.
Okay, got it.
So kind of how that, what makes me think about that is you will develop friendships like this, you know, with your work, you're actually going to end up getting in some friendships there.
Oh, okay, cool, okay.
Yeah, so I think like things are starting to open up for you that way.
Oh, sounds good. Sounds
yeah.
good.
So here's one thing I want you to do. I want you to write down, I want you to write down something about healthy relationships, like, because your work thing is totally going to work out. That's like a done deal. I want you to write down something like, I'm comfortable with myself, comfortable with attracting new fulfilling relationships, or I am living with fulfilling relationships or whatever. Come up with, my brain's not functioning at high level, but come up with something that's really supporting you living, you know, in really solid, good relationships that are good exchange, right? Like you're both,
okay,
you're enjoying each other's company. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're fully enjoying an engaging relationship and not just one, but more than one. So write that stuff down so you're looking at it, because that's the bigger thing that you're going to be attracting more than anything else. I mean, you're going to have the job, but this is like the big thing. This is your big gift, your big life changer right now.
Okay. Okay. Sounds good. Sounds good.
Yeah. No, it's good. Okay. Many blessings, and thanks so much for calling in.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, so again, this is Polly Wyrum, and my website is gatewaystopeace.com, and that is with the number 2. And I'm going to take my next caller, which is 57, oh, excuse me, the first three digits are 252-572.
Muted.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how about you?
I'm doing fine.
What's your name?
My name is Keisha. And can I just have a general reading or whatever you pick up first?
Yeah. Where are you calling from, Keisha?
Carolina.
North Carolina. Okay. Have I talked to you before?
Yeah.
You're funny. Okay. Okay. So before I do the reading, share with me how balance is going for you, like living in balance. Living with balance in life. How's that going for you?
Usually when I have a highly crazy, unnecessarily crazy day, I just kind of have to kind of lock myself in a little bit and kind of, you know, to counter that crazy energy that's being thrown at me. And other than that, you know, usually going out in nature does a real good thing for me because it's like the little things. It's not the big things like going to the mall and buying $1,000 worth of stuff.
Yeah.
It's actually like noticing like little things going on in nature, like you might see, you know, some butterflies interacting, and it just looks like there. You could just almost sense the conversation going on between the two butterflies as they're, you know, bumping against each other and flying here and fro. So it's, you know, that's how I actually get some extra energy, you know, when, you know, I'm not pissed off. But that's how.
Excellent.
That's what I do.
Okay.
That's what I did when I'm not pissed off, but looking for some extra downtown with nature.
Try to when you're having a rough day. That's when you can really go out there because that'll calm you down. Because I do see that you know, when you said that you block things off, you definitely do.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say that probably, you know, it doesn't take a genius to figure this out. You know, I'm sure that things, you've had things that haven't worked out well for you.
Uh-huh.
So you haven't learned to trust.
No.
And so you just shut down. And there is a lot of chaos around you. And you definitely. Yeah, I know. Well, but it's almost. Put you into a position where you feel you see no choices or no opportunities because it's like it's pushed you up against a wall or pushed you into a room is actually how I see it. So you're living a very small life.
A very small.
Yeah, does that make sense to you?
Very small. Yes, it does.
Yeah, because I literally see all the stuff that for you to break through, I mean, literally, I see it. Like, you have to walk through it and just walk away.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know what's going on, and we don't have to go in on, you know, right now, because it would be a...
Yeah, it's a mess. No, it's just people. Yeah, people got to learn how to deal with that whole mess. That's all. Yeah.
Okay, but can you leave?
I'm planning on doing it.
Because you are being put... Okay.
Yeah, I'm planning on, but that's
just a tiny little corner while you've got all this cake. I mean, literally, this stuff is almost like it's pushing you smaller and smaller.
It really is a war, and they think they're doing it's a war. It's a war. It's a straight out war. And what for?
Okay, well, you need to leave.
I don't know.
That's what you need to do.
Amen, sister.
Then here's the thing, because nobody can do that but you, and I don't even want to know the whole deal. I just see energetically what it is. But know that you deserve more than what you know, you're not living a full life.
I know.
And so we all deserve to live a life that's fulfilling.
Mm-hmm.
And it's different for everybody. I mean, what fulfills me isn't going to fulfill you necessarily. And that doesn't make it wrong or right, but you personally, your creative expression, you're not doing. How you're living and breathing and enjoying your life is, it doesn't work in a closet.
It doesn't. I'm supposed to be out and about and doing my little do what Keisha do, but I'm stuck in a house.
Yeah.
This is like so anti-Keisha.
Yeah.
This is anti.
So how can you get out?
It's not me. Yeah.
Right. No. How can you get out? How can you get out of the house?
How? I gotta leave.
Okay. You do need. I mean, I see you doing that, but I do see that it takes a lot of courage. It takes a lot of energy. It takes a lot of passion, because you have to. You do just have to leave. I also feel like it's not necessarily easy. Like, you know, as you attempt to leave, there will be people, whatever the situation is, I don't want to know what it is, but there will be
a
tense
really? Come on.
You know,
really?
People.
Are they that crazy?
No. Well, no, we don't have time for it. Like, if I were doing a reading with you for an hour, we would go through the whole thing.
Oh.
But
I
just don't have time for it. But plus, we're on the radio. So
yeah.
The readings are a little bit different. But I will say that when, you know, because you need to get, you need, to, although there is one, so how, just ask me, how many people, or answer me, how many people, because I feel like one person is kinder, but a game player. So now you just need to leave.
Yeah.
You'll figure it out.
I am. No, I am. I'm a leave. But I had to deal with some garbage first, and then as I
yeah.
and then
yeah.
in a couple months I'll be set. I'm getting ready.
Perfect.
I'm getting ready.
Okay. Well, just know that there's something better out there for you, right?
I think so. I can see it. I can see it in my mind's eye. If I can get over this hump,
well, you have to,
I'll be fine.
You will. You just have to hold it in your heart that there's something better waiting for you, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Okay. So listen, another thing that I totally believe in is prayer and meditation, and ask your angels, ask for all the help you can receive right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then when things, you know, when you have moments of, you know, when things smooth out, say thank
mm-hmm.
you.
All right.
Okay. Okay, you can do it. Be strong. Be strong, strong, strong.
Okay. I will. Thank you.
Okay.
God bless.
Thanks.
All
yeah,
right.
You too. Thanks for calling in. Bye-bye.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Okay, so that was Keisha, and I believe we had spoken before, and it was one of those things where, you know, sometimes you just have to get the momentum. She was not, this is how I would put it, she's not flourishing. She deserves to flourish. We all deserve to flourish. And so sometimes we put ourselves in a situation where we're not allowed to flourish. And at that point, it's definitely harder to pick up and put yourself in a place where you're celebrated. But just know that you deserve the best, absolute best. That's what you're here for. And so whatever you have to do to put yourself where you're celebrated, loved, honored, and treated with respect, that's what you do. And I, you know, firmly believe that. That's you know, that's what we're here, is to learn to love ourselves and to learn and to love others. And if something doesn't feel good, we have these feelings and we use them. That's, you know, thankfully we have them, because they can say, you know, this is where you need to stay or you need to go. So pay attention to your feelings. That's, I totally believe in that. That's why we have them. So my show ends in about 6 minutes. I'm going to take another caller. But in the meantime, I just wanted, before I take the next caller, which is starts with 904 and then 674, I just want to thank everybody who's joined. And again, this is Polly Wyrum, and my website is gatewaystopeace.com. If somebody is interested in doing the charity reading where you make a donation to Farm Sanctuary, which it's on my website, so you'd go to gatewaystopeace.com. Contact me first, because so I don't have like 10 people contacting me. Contact me first if you're interested. You make the donation to Farm Sanctuary. I don't care how much. And then you get a reading from me, an in-depth reading. Okay, so the next caller is area code 904-674. Hello.
Hello.
Are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. For sure.
Okay.
Okay.
I am walking, and there's a little bit of. My name is Sarah from Florida.
Sarah. Oh, excellent. Okay. So, how's Florida today?
It's a beautiful 75 degrees.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm a little bit jealous, but so really enjoy that. That sounds pretty nice.
Yeah.
Excellent. And I also love the fact that you're outside walking. Good for you. Okay, Sarah, how's the balance in your life?
It's a little topsy-turvy right about now.
So that's good. I mean, you're funny, but that's okay, because that's something for us to work with, right? That's okay.
Right.
I like that. I also am just going to tell you that I feel that there's somebody with us that's passed. Whoever this person was that was with us is passed and wants to give you a message. It's somebody that, you know, I'm seeing like a grandfather figure, but I'm not. Whoever this is had a sense of humor.
Okay.
Like that was their hallmark thing, was sense of humor. And it would also be like, I feel like it was probably grandfather, but it was because it's very family related. But would also be like every time you would see them, they would laugh and they'd be like, oh, you know, like, look what Sarah's doing now. And it was like very, you know, they just laughed. And they were always, you know, here's how it was. Does any of this make sense to you, first of all?
Well, I didn't know my grandfather.
Okay, was there somebody who's like somebody when you were younger that when they'd see you, they were like, oh, look what Sarah's up to now. Like kind of in almost in disbelief of what you were doing. But they didn't give you, whoever it is, they didn't give you like a lot of direction. It was more like they were laughing and look what Sarah's doing now. So that could have been even your father. Does any of that make sense to you?
No.
Okay. Well, there's somebody, I feel like there's somebody that has passed that is with you and they really want to get your attention and they're funny. Whoever it is had a huge sense of humor. So maybe it'll come.
It may be a brother that is about 17, 18 years older than myself.
Okay, that could be it. But
he had a sense of humor.
Yeah, this person has a sense of humor, for sure. But I see this person sitting down. I don't know if that makes a difference. I see this person sitting down. Like, they're not the type of people that are, like, they're sitting down. They're not, like, running around. But they're not necessarily, here's the other thing, is they're not necessarily saying, this is what you need to change. They're just, like, laughing and like, ooh, look what she's doing now.
Hmm. Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
I mean, my older brother with the sense of humor does.
Yeah, okay, perfect. Okay, so now that I'm, anyhow, some, you know, when I get something like that, I just want to share it because they're with you. So.
Right.
But what's your question?
You know, I've been listening the whole time, and everybody's either mainly talking about careers. So, I need money, and I need a career job.
Okay.
I've been in a volunteer situation for over a year, but I don't want to work there.
Okay, so you don't want to work there, you want to be someplace else?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Okay. So, Sarah, here's the first thing that I'm getting is like if I could have you, you know, if we were together in the same room right now, I would say, you know, sit down, close your eyes, open up your arms, and just, you know, put out there that you're ready to receive. Like, you finally know you deserve to have this goodness. You finally know that it's waiting for you. I also feel like there's a little bit of training that you need to do. Have you recently gone back and taken a small class? It's not big, but there's some type of training that you need to do.
I have gone to take free classes at our library on Excel. I've used it before, but when you don't use it on a daily basis, you kind of lose some stuff.
Yeah. Okay, so that was an important thing that you did, those little classes. And I would just keep, and I'm going to say goodbye to everybody because they won't, it'll be recorded. Okay, now we're just on recording and not on air. Okay, so I would say that class is, actually what I'm seeing is two. They go on top of each other. So here's the next thing, Sarah. Is there a second level class that you can take? Is there the next class that you can take?
Well, I mean, I've had some thoughts in my mind, but the timing isn't right now.
Okay. Well, those will help you. And I'm just going to see about, so where you're doing your volunteer work, have they offered you a part-time position?
No.
Okay. Then that's fine. Because you're taking those classes is really an important aspect of what's coming next into your life. And the other thing is when you start, for whatever reason, I'm just seeing like you've got it, there's some classes, even been like one that you do? Have you done one in person? Like, have you done one at night in person, like a group class? It doesn't have to be at night, but have you done like a group class, like a small group class in person?
No.
Okay. I see that, and I see that it's very beneficial because you actually also like the people. Like, it's a really good group. So are you in any social group right now, like any therapy groups, anything like that right now?
No.
Okay. There's something about a group that is, that's really good for you. Like, it really brings you a lot of satisfaction and a lot of self-determination, and where you really start feeling good about yourself. So I'm not sure how this is going to, just kind of be on the lookout for it. And also, I encourage you to look for different, when I talk about classes, it's not like you have to go sign up at the local university, but I feel like there's more classes coming to you, more classes, more room for opportunity of growth coming to you. So however you can bring that into your life.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Because it's really, you know, where you're at right now is it's time for you to recognize your self-worth, but part of that recognize your self-worth is to recognize your brilliance, what you're good at, that you're really smart, you're engaging, all of that stuff. And so to do that, just receive some training to get some, to show that, yes, you're trainable, and the self-confidence, all that stuff.
Just start looking for
some classes, because whatever, that's the biggest picture I got. But there's also going to be a group that comes into play, and I don't know if this group is like, you know, some little class like how to go back out and join the workforce or whatever it is, but there's some group that you go to that is actually, that you're going to attend, and I'm hearing the word attend, and make yourself attend, that it's a good group for you. Do you have any idea what this group would be? Is there some group that you've been invited to or told you should go that you're not going to?
Well, I was into Mary Kay being a consultant, and I've been away from it because of money issues and different other things in my life.
Yeah, I don't think that's it. You'll know. You'll know. There's going to be some group, some organization. Well, it is an organization, but there's going to be some group, and I'm hearing the word affiliate. So I would just, you know, keep taking, getting some training, basic training, that type of stuff. Any opportunity that comes along, say yes.
Okay.
That's where you are right now, because it's a great time for you to see what you can achieve. Okay.
Okay,
so do you have any questions for me before we wrap up?
No, you know, my main thing was about, money, career, and moving out of the living situation that I am in.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here is the thing. The group thing may be regarding where you're living. Is there like a group home? There's something group, like group. Is there like a group home? Does that make any sense to you?
No. I'm living with a cousin and her nephew.
Okay, now this, I don't know what this group thing's about, but the big thing is take your time, and it's all about self-discovery. It's all about really, really figuring out what you're worth. Start taking those classes, and when opportunities, knock on your door, say yes. It's the perfect time for you to start your self-growth.
Okay.
And keep in touch with me. I love hearing how people are doing. I do, and so I really do. And so just, if it's, you can email me, do whatever, and just say, hey, I was just offered this opportunity, blah, blah, blah. I love hearing that people are making progress. I do. It makes me really happy. And so you can just say, hey, I was just given this opportunity, whatever it is, because it really, it's, it's a reminder to me that this is what we're here for, is to support each other, and, you know, to all of us deserve to have the best life possible. And so I love it when I get, you know, responses back from people saying, listen, this is what's happening. I love it. And you will be in that situation where you're going to be able to say, hey, I'm taking a class and I was offered this opportunity, so let me know about it, because I love it.
Okay.
Okay, many blessings, and thank you so much for calling.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, so thank you, and I know now we're just on recording, but I'd like to say thank you to everybody who called in, everybody that has been listening. I really appreciate it, and I know that we were definitely on a rough start, because literally I had no screen whatsoever, so I couldn't even tell if you guys were listening or not at the beginning. But I really appreciate people calling in, sharing, and listening. So enjoy your week. Many blessings to you. And again, my name is Polly Wyrum, and my website is gateway2peace.com, and that's with the number 2. Blessings to everybody. Bye-bye.